Well, we have the latest cattle on feed numbers out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For reaction, we go to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, what did you find in the March 1 numbers?
Well, Leslie, one thing we didn't find, there was no surprises. As our numbers came in very close to the pre-report estimates, I do not think we're seeing any reaction from this report come Monday morning either. The March 1 on-feed number came in at 99%. The trade was looking for an average guess of 99.5%. Now, this means we had on-feed 10.658 million head of cattle. This is 3.9% below the five-year average. Now, on a major state, Texas was down 1% on feed. Kansas and Nebraska both were up 1% versus a year ago. Now, this is the second largest March on feed of the past 16 years. This was also the third largest monthly on feed number of the past 11 months. Now, the February placements came in at 92%, slightly below the trade's average estimate of 92.7%, which means we placed 1.523 million head of cattle. This is 6.6% lower than the five-year average. This is also the third smallest February placement number of the past 20 years and the third smallest monthly placement of the past 62 consecutive months. Now, Texas was down a whopping 30% on placements in February, Nebraska was down 9%, and Kansas was up 6% versus a year ago. Looking at the weight breakdown of the placements, under 600-pound category was down 15.4%, 600 to 699-pound category down 18.2%, 700 to 799-pound category down 7.2%, and 800-plus was up 2.9% versus a year ago. February marketings came in today at 98%. The trade estimate was 97.3. This means that we marketed 1.516 million head of cattle. This is 9.9% below the five-year average. This is the smallest February marketing number since 1996. That is 20 years ago. On a consecutive monthly basis, this is the second lowest monthly marketing of the past 242 months. Now, Texas was down 12%, Nebraska up 3%, and Kansas up 13% on marketings compared to a year ago. Now, the cold storage report will be released at 2 p.m. next Monday, the 23rd.
Anything else that you're taking note with this latest report?
Well, Leslie, when you look at it, the fundamentals still show that the cattle numbers are tight. And this has also helped push the cattle and feeder futures to the upside here lately. And we have seen a lot of those contracts at the 50% retracement level of their February lows back to their late fall contract highs, an area we've been looking at for some time as a place to start putting protection on if you have not done any at all. We need to give some respect for this area of retracement as it is a good place to get some downside risk protection done. Now, on the negative side, we can't forget the fact that we have lost beef export sales ever since late last year, and we've also in that same time period seen an increase in beef imports. Now, we also can't forget our beef prices are still holding up there, very lofty levels domestically, and we get a lot of competition for much cheaper pork and poultry as our pork prices just continue to go lower out there. So we can't get carried away with this upside thinking that all the fundamentals are positive because there are some negatives out there too.
How important is the cold storage report going to be this next week?
Well, considering, Leslie, we saw, if I remember right, the past 2 months of increases in the beef stocks, another increase there will give us a little more concern that we are backing up some beef stock numbers out there. So it will be something the trade will be looking at come Monday afternoon.
Well, we appreciate the time. Tom, for more information, people looking to get more analysis from you, what's the best way to reach you?
Leslie, they can get us on the phone or they can get us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
We've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities for reaction of the latest cattle on feed number. Again, coming in at 10.7 million head. That was down 1% over a year ago. On the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.